Tom, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing just fantastic.
If Ted Martin's listening today, you say, my goodness, Chris Brent's listening today. We got some emergency management people right in our presence
right
here.
Yes, we do, right now.
No bad weather today.
Beautiful day.
Well, it's a little chilly.
Kind of cold. It's going to get warmer, though. Yeah.
Well, it's still just March, but I really liked it a week ago when it was real warm, but that kind of brought us a little showers and wind.
I understand there's some rain in the forecast for the rest of the week, but no severe weather forecast like last week.
That's what I'm getting, yes.
Well, we dodged a bullet over here in our area, not just in Taney County, because they got some of that. Right. How'd you all do in Stone County?
We worked out real well. In fact, I got a text message from Chris and from Ted asking what we were getting before we got here, just so it kind of keep each other informed. But
sure.
We were very fortunate.
It was coming up from the south again, and you could see the line, and we got hit with a pretty strong red cell as it came through, but it went through pretty fast,
mm-hmm.
and it was pretty neat. Well, I'm going to tell you, I have been involved in the program long
neat.
Enough. To, what'd you say?
Weather was neat?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead. Sam, Frank.
No, you know, that's exactly what you get.
I know it. I'm sorry. He said neat. Those people that had limbs down didn't think it was too neat.
I didn't have any limbs down. I didn't even have the cover blown off the barbecue grill.
Good for you.
But we have had issues on our program. We've had issues.
We have.
Darren, quit nodding your head.
Yes, Darren.
We've had issues on this program.
Chime in here.
But political issues, and there's some that we have been for, some we've been against.
Yes.
But boy, this is one that I got to tell you, I have been, and I can't vote in it.
No.
But I want to tell you, I've been 100% behind what you're doing. So, Keith, may I be your eyes this morning?
Yes, please do.
Stick your hand over here.
Where?
I'm handing you the brochure.
Okay.
Put that right in front of you.
Right there. Got it.
You got it the right way. Start at the, you're right. Start right there.
Right there.
Vote.
Vote.
Nick, come on over. No, stay where you're. Stay on the line you were on. Vote. Yes.
Yes.
Check mark.
Ooh.
Right below that.
Okay.
Stone County Ambulance District, April 2nd.
That's coming up 2 weeks from Tuesday.
Now, come on. Get in the middle of it. Right up. Right there. There you go. Question. Still, shall there be organized in County of Stone, State of Missouri, an ambulance district? And it goes on and explains everything there. And my answer is yes, it needs to be.
Yes.
Tell us why
it's
so important, Tom.
We have to get an ambulance district passed in Stone County. We're one of few counties in the state that does not have an ambulance district, and we need this in order to be able to sustain our ambulance services that we have now and also to improve and increase our ambulance services.
Tell me how the ambulance service works in Stone County right now.
Right now, we have been very fortunate over the last, since 1985, Mercy and Cox have been providing the ambulance services in the county. They have received absolutely no reimbursement, no support from the county as far as any type of income. This last 5 years, they have been continuing to increase at a larger amount of loss of revenue simply by operating in Stone County. And we have to get this passed so we can be able to sustain the ambulance service we have now. Right now, we only have 4 ambulances in all of Stone County. And we have to at least get this passed so we can sustain what we have and hopefully add a couple of more ambulances in the near future.
Now, how does this change that? What happens?
We're asking for 0.5% sales tax, which is basically averages out 50 cents on a $100 purchase in order to be able to help overcome this loss that's occurring in revenue for them, and then also to get additional ambulance services and personnel.
Keith and I are not on the board of Cox or Mercy, but we're going to have a little meeting together for just a second. The father of my 3 Goodwin grandchildren, Jeremy Goodwin, is on the ambulance in Stone County, and we've had a chance to talk about this. So, Keith, we're at a meeting.
Yep.
There's you. Tom's not in the meeting.
Yep.
Because he's representing Stone County.
Right.
He's not here.
Right.
It's you.
Yep.
It's me.
Yep. Darren.
And it's, no, Darren. Darren's not there. Darren's
he's
over at the radio station.
Okay.
It's just you and me. And we called in Mercy.
Yep.
And we called in Cox.
Yep.
We're around the table. Says, guys, we want to talk to you about something. We understand that you are losing money in Stone County with your ambulance. And the Mercy guy jumps in and says, we sure are. Let me show you.
Mm-hmm.
Here. you can look at anywhere. Here's the cost. Employees, vehicles, guests, there's the number.
Yep.
Here's the revenue. And the Cox guy says, you think yours looks like that? Let me show you mine.
Yeah, that's right. Both of them look.
Then you and your wisdom looks over them and says, guys, we've got to have ambulances in Stone County. And then they look at you and say, wait a minute. We're a private group. We're not obligated to be there, and we're the one losing all the money. And you say,
let's look around and see how other counties are financing their ambulance situation and how it works. And I would look next door to Taney and other counties. Most, if not, I think, Tom, you might have said all, other counties have ambulance districts that are tax revenue driven.
Now, we love your service. We love your people. We love your hospitals. But we've got to do something about this shortfall.
Exactly.
And you came up with a way to do it. How do we do that?
We have a vote of the people to establish an ambulance district in Stone County based upon sales tax. And the reason we're using sales tax rather than property tax is so that the share of that cost is from the tourist, because the tourist makes a large use of our ambulances in Stone County, and provide some funding to make this happen. It's the only way we can make it. Can move forward.
You and I are in this conversation, and all of a sudden there's a knock at the door, and it's not Darren. He's at the radio station. It's Tom.
Tom
walks into the meeting and says, good to have you. He says, guys, I've got an idea. We love your service, and you love being here. And they all agree they love being in Stone County.
Yeah.
You have the ambulance. You have the expertise.
Yep.
We have a way to subsidize you and maybe even put you in the black to a certain extent. What do they say, Keith?
Well, they say, great. Bring it on. What do we have to do?
And so you've got a partnership. It's not like you're starting from scratch. You've got a partnership with willing partners that says, we'd love to help, but we just can't sustain this.
That's true. And it's also for the ability to have the ambulances, more ambulances there. Right now, as I said, we only have four ambulances in Stone County. And with the call volume that they have, there are times that we have people that have to wait a prolonged period of time to get an ambulance simply because the ambulance is out making a call, transporting a patient. If we have a multi-car accident, we may tie up every ambulance. Or if we have a major event occur, if we have a tour bus or something like a school bus or whatever that's in an accident, we may tie up every ambulance immediately and have to wait for a prolonged period of time. It's not uncommon for it to be a 30 to 45 minute wait to get an ambulance.
Now, if you're having
perfect.
A problem.
Thanks, Keith.
If you're medically having an issue and it's your wife or your husband or your kiddos or anybody, and you're calling and they say, sir, ma'am, we'll be with you. It'll probably be 35, 40 minutes before we're there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of time. And any medical person I think that I've ever talked to says quicker is better.
Exactly. Everybody's heard of the golden hour. In fact, on this little flyer that I gave you here, it talks about that. It says, time is tissue, and tissue means the idea of the heart muscle. It could be a stroke, a brain being deprived of blood flow or whatever. So there's so many things that come into play there. Time is tissue, and tissue is life. And you have to be able to stay within that golden hour. You have to be able to provide the services that people need as soon as possible.
So let me paint a picture. You have a little box on your flyer, Keith. Let's come over here. Right there. Perfect.
Right there.
Here's what it says. A yes vote is your opportunity to save a life. And I want to tell you why that is true. I want to take you to Kids Across America. Kids Across America is in Stone County.
Yes.
Yep.
I happen to be at Stone County, and thank the Lord for David Yank, because I had an episode. And the episode that I had was I passed out completely, and I had had some type of a mini stroke. Well, there's no way we could get the ambulance that quick from up in Kimberling City or wherever it was located. Dave Yank in that Suburban.
Threw you in the car.
And let me tell you what, he went from Kids Across America to Barreville so fast I don't even hardly remember it. But time is not money. Time is life.
Exactly.
And when there's an accident, a construction accident, somebody's cut their hand and the bleeding's taking place, we can do all of our first step things we can to stop that bleeding. But boy, do you know what it's like, Keith, when you're in that situation?
Oh, yeah.
And you hear the ambulance come up and the professionals get out to help you? What's that like,
well,
Keith?
That's comforting. That, you know, that is, whew. And for the relatives and everybody else, it's like, wow, the professionals are here and they can take care of you. Has this ever been put on a ballot in Stone County before?
It has not.
Okay.
You know,
in
some people ask that, well, how come you're so involved in this and how come you think it's so important? I've been on that situation. I've made those calls as a first responder. I've had a parent sit there holding their child that was dying and begging me to do something to save that child's life. I know it's in God's hands, but at the same time, they need the professionals to be able to get there, to be able to provide that service, and to be able to do everything we can to save that individual.
Well, I will tell you, when the heart's beating irregularly and you need the jump paddles or you need an IV, there are things, and you're right, none of us are going to live a second longer than God's got appointed. But I'm going to tell you what, if I'm laying there having a problem, I'd sure like a nice paramedic from Cox or Mercy right alongside of me,
exactly,
assisting with what God has in mind. Mm-hmm. And I tell you what, if I could come vote 100 times in Stone County, I would come do that.
I thought you could do that in this country.
Well, that's it.
Move over there for a little while.
It's in Chicago and in Democratic areas, okay? But I would encourage all of you folks that are listening in Stone County that can vote, go vote. If you say, you know what, it's a small type election, go vote. Let it be an overwhelming yes vote in Stone County that says we need these ambulances. And if you're a naysayer and you're a no vote, don't. I'm not going to tell you not to go for it. That would be irresponsible on my part.
Well,
maybe you could have other plans.
Stop and think it over. It's your grandmother. It's your mom.
Oh, my goodness.
It's your child. And do you want, and here's just the question, do you want that ambulance to show up faster?
And more of them.
And more of them.
Folks, have you seen, it took me a while here in Branson to figure out the counties. Can you get the length and width of the counties now, Keith? You're looking at the map.
I haven't looked at the map, but Stone County is a pretty big county. And
if
you're on the west side of Stone County, it could take an ambulance a long time to get
there. I will
there.
Take you another way, Keith. I want you to go to south in Stone County.
Yeah, it's taller than it is wide.
And I want you to be at the tip of Stone County. What's our bottom area down there in Stone County? Give me a town or two down there.
Blue Eye is right on the county line.
Okay, that's a good one because it's between there and Arkansas.
What's the northern city?
Crane and Hurley are up on the one section over in Jamesville is up in the other area, and Union City is up in the other part.
And there's one thing about Stone County is you don't have an I-44 running through there to get
there. We actually have a lake right in the middle of it that makes it hard to get from one side to the other.
Sure.
Now, I want to just paint that picture for a minute. I want you to go down to Barville, okay? And I want you to be sitting there for just a minute and say, oh, shoot, I forgot something in Jamesville.
And I need to go to Walmart and buy it because you're not going to get to Jamesville.
It's going to be a while. Yep. What is your distance time from Barrable to the top?
I can't tell you exactly, but I would say you're looking at a minimum of 45 minutes.
Wow. Wow.
And possibly longer. It depends on the traffic. It depends on what route you try to take and any other obstacles that may be there because we only have a few roads that run that distance.
Let me tell you, if you're sitting at your home and a fire has started in your house and you hear the crackling of the fire and you hear 1 minute, 2 minutes, Keith, in 45 minutes, it could be a total loss.
Of course.
So let's move that to a life. You're having a life-threatening emergency. Mm-hmm. There's a difference between somebody being there in 5 or 10 minutes or 45 minutes. It's important. Vote yes. Stone County Ambulance District, April 2nd. Keith?
Now, there's not a huge amount of things on the ballot. You told me that. So it should be quick, and it should only take a few minutes to go into the various voting places and vote for this. And, you know, Branson West is in Stone County. So all of that area right there, and of course, Silver Dollar City is in Stone County. Like you say, Blue Eye,
Kimberling City, Crane.
Yep. All that is in Stone County. So we've got a lot of folks that are with us that spend your time with us here at the roundtable, and we'd like to encourage you to go vote yes for the ambulance district on April 2nd. That's 2 weeks from Tuesday. Tom, you did a great job as always. Why you're interested in it, too, also has to do with what you do in Stone County. You're the emergency guy, right?
Yes, emergency management director.
Yep.
Now, I want to thank you for taking your time again and driving over. I appreciate it. It's not an easy drive for you. Probably 30, 40 minutes to come over. A beautiful morning this morning. But I want to thank you myself for coming. And we'll keep the flyers handy. We'll continue to talk about this and encourage people to vote yes in Stone County on the ambulance district.
We would appreciate anyone talking to their friends and neighbors and getting them out to vote. We were very fortunate with our petition. Had real good turnout. Got a lot more signatures than we needed, but we would need everyone to show up and vote.
Keith and I know things. And what we know is I'm going to lean over to say, hey, Keith, what's the word on the street?
Word on the street is we need it.
Exactly. What's the word on the street, Tom?
We need it, and everyone seems to be in favor of it. But as I said, they have to show up on April the 2nd and vote. There shouldn't be a long line anywhere because, as I said, there's a very few items that's on the on their Simply School Board
election. I know people, I've heard of people, I should say. If it's a tax increase, I ain't voting for it.
Yeah, well, this is one of those that most of the tax will be, well, a lot of the tax will be spent by those people that are visiting in our county. And that also is a population that uses the ambulance service.
Oh my goodness.
So why shouldn't they pay a little extra when they buy something at Walmart or wherever, or Silver Dollar City or what have you? And this is not a tax that will affect you if you don't buy stuff in Stone County.
If I'm from Topeka, Kansas, and I just pull into the parking lot, and my father-in-law has an event happen,
you're going to want the ambulance.
You're going to want the ambulance.
Absolutely.
And when somebody asked you later, why didn't you? Well, there was a tax that they had, and the people didn't vote for it.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Just not right. No. All right, I want to change hats for just a minute. I don't know why.
I got one last thing.
Go ahead.
I said to you, is this one of those deals you have to have 3/4 of the percentage and blah, 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 and all that? And you said no.
No. Simple majority.
Okay. Good. Easy.
I like that. So we're taking in the presidential election this year, too, right, Keith? Simple majority. I don't know why I'm asking you this question, but I am.
Okay.
And if you say, Charlie, I don't know who you're talking to, but I have nothing to do with that. We've had that happen before.
Yes, we have.
Do you have anything to do with the Civil Air Patrol?
Yes, I do.
Oh, I want to talk about that a minute. We got a few minutes left here. What does Civil Air Patrol do?
Civil Air Patrol is the auxiliary for the United States Air Force. It is a civilian arm of that, and they have a very large nationwide support where we have training for cadets, young people aged 12 to 21 that can kind of be exposed to different types of training and experience and so forth. At the same time, we do a lot of services for the state and for the nation. We provide search and rescue for downed aircrafts, photo recons for flooding or tornadoes or things like that. We do have 8 aircraft in the state of Missouri that are stationed geographically across the state. We have a very large attendance of cadets where they can get a lot of training, and they can actually get their pilot's license if they want to develop that skill and become a service. They do not have to go into the military. It does open a lot of doors if they decide they want to do that, but it's not a requirement, but it helps them to get an education and experience. I kind of call it it's kind of like Boy Scouts on steroids.
Yep.
In that the fact that it really goes into some of the other areas that is a little bit different than the Boy Scouts because of the leadership capabilities and the ability to experience and develop.
Does it circle itself all around aircraft?
No. Okay. Ground service, ground teams, they help out in many different areas in that regards.
Several weeks ago, maybe only a couple of weeks, I saw a tragedy happen in Nashville. And it just happened that the people that own some of the amusements in town that I work with are from the Tennessee area out by Gray, and they fly. And Keith saw it.
Yep.
He heard more than I did. And I couldn't tell where the people were from.
Canada.
Which I found out the next day. But I was late that night texting the guys in Tennessee, is everybody home and okay? Well, Keith and I have been in that single-engine plane. Mm-hmm. And when you have an engine problem on a single-engine plane, it can be a problem.
It can be a problem.
And they had a single-engine problem, and he couldn't make it. He was trying to make it back to the runway, and he didn't make it, and the people perished. It's important to have people like Civil Air Patrol there to help. Not only do you have emergency management that you're going to have with the ambulances, but it's good to have somebody around that can kind of help.
Yeah. A lot of the things did not have to be a tragic event for them to be involved. As you know, we had the Super Bowl that's played every year.
Yep.
Civil Air Patrol helps out with that.
Really?
In that prior to every Super Bowl, and even through the Olympics when they were held in the United States, prior to those events, they provided a aircraft and crews that would help do some additional training for the Air Force, because they would be the incursion aircraft that would try to get into a restricted airspace, and the Air Force would get additional training by dispatching a plane to intercept that aircraft and divert them. So it's a lot of things go into working together.
Hey, Susie, look out the right wind. I think it's an F-16 escorting us, or they're waving at us, Keith. Yeah. I must have gotten their what?
You must have gotten their airspace, buddy. And on the radio, when they say, quack, 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 would you acknowledge? You better acknowledge.
In a heartbeat.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited about that. Come back with some of the kids sometime. Let's talk about more about the Civil Air Patrol.
Love to.
Do you fly yourself, Tom?
Yes, I do.
Ah, what kind of plane do you have?
We have a Cessna 182 that we have stationed out here.
That's a single engine, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Is that a 4 or 6 seat?
I'm sorry?
6 seat?
The 182 is a 4 seat.
4 seat, okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Keith, where do you like to sit in that 4-seater, Keith?
Well, I've sat in the front right. I've sat in the back left or right.
Now, those still have the yoke?
But the front is good, but they say, don't you touch nothing. Except I was flying with Steve Judd one time, and he asked me if I wanted to fly, and I said, oh, yeah, that'd be fun. And I'm holding the thing there, and he says, well, what do you think you've done? And I said, I think I'm flying level. And he said, you just went up 500 feet. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's...
Here's the one I can't handle. When you stick your hand between your leg and my leg, and I'm going, wait a minute, are you trying to get lunch or whatever? And you're trimming, what are you trimming with that round thing?
We're trimming the ailerons on the aircraft in order to control the climb and descent of the aircraft.
Well, I'll give you one. I don't know if you all heard it the other day, but it was a 787. Mm-hmm. Did you see the report, Keith?
I saw some.
Well, did you see the report? Mm-hmm. So the stewardess goes in to serve lunch to the pilots.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Well, there's a little cap on this particular switch.
Yeah.
And when she brought the lunch in and put the tray down, she hits the switch.
Oh, no.
Tom, can you tell Keith what that plane did?
It descended very rapidly at a very high rate of speed.
Oh, baby.
To the point that the people that were not wearing their seatbelts.
Oh, that was the one where they hit the ceiling, right? Wow. What happened to the lunch?
Somebody said, did you grab your sandwich? Yeah, but that's why safety is so important.
Safety is important.
And I love watching them do all the checklists and go through everything. Check! Propeller check!
Yep.
Yeah.
Run down that pre-flight list.
All right. Here's one, Tom. You're not old enough to know this. Guess what I had hanging in my house and office for a long time, Keith?
I don't know.
A wooden propeller.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You ever see a wooden propeller?
I have. I have seen them on an airplane.
What do they make them out of today?
It's a type of metal. It's a tungsten and aluminum combination, more aluminum.
That are from China and Japan.
Probably.
No.
Probably.
But anyway, what those wooden propellers are good for, my uncle gave me this one, is to put clocks in the middle of them.
Mm-hmm.
Where the,
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be cool. If you took off from over there, a beautiful airport over there, by the way, and landed over here at the College of the Ozarks, how long's that flight? I mean, you barely get up. You're here.
Barely get up, yeah. It's by distance in the air, it's, I'm going to say, less than 2 miles.
Wow.
Wow.
So that's pretty quick.
That's how you avoid the traffic. Well, maybe, Keith, yeah. I'll get one of those new flying cars where you just take off 76 and just head off and land over there in Stone County and say, hey, tow a banner that says, vote yes, Stone County Ambulance. Tom, thank you, buddy.
Tom, thank you. Let us know anything else we can do, and we can encourage folks to get out. Circle the date on your calendar. It's April 2nd. It'll be 2 weeks from Tuesday.
Did you know Mr. Wright?
Orville? Mr. Wright? Orville? No, I did not.
Well, when you brought up the wooden problems, I wonder if he knew them.
I've been over to the Smithsonian. They have some airplanes.
There you go.
God bless you, buddy. This has been a lot of fun.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
All right. The Ambulance District, a very important issue on the April 2nd ballot in Stone County. And there's some other issues going on. And he mentioned, there's not huge issues, but the school board and the ambulance district and some other things. That school board election, very, very important. We talked, remember, with the guy about getting involved, and that school board is hugely important because those folks set the target for what they're going to be teaching our kids.